Audio script 3.
As a British person, I'm embarrassed by how poor a lot of us are at speaking foreign languages. I have been on holiday to Spain and Italy recently, and in both countries I saw British tourists not even trying to say hello, please, or thank you in the local language, which I think is really rude. My guess is that most native speakers of English are lazy when it comes to foreign languages. We know English is the main language of international business, and that in most countries the locals are able to speak at least a bit of English. I have never lived in a foreign country, and I am not great at languages. But I do think it's important to make an effort with them when you are traveling abroad.
I've started learning two foreign languages and found that I've really enjoyed them. 2 years ago, I started learning French, just as a hobby. And 6 months ago, I started learning Hindi because I have friends from India and next month I'm going there to meet them. It's difficult, but also really interesting. My friend Susan is studying Mandarin, which is pretty unusual. Because China is growing so fast as an economic power, she believes that in English-speaking countries, it won't be long before there are more kids studying Mandarin in school than French or German.
I'm 14 years old and I go to school in Manchester in the north of England. I study two foreign languages, Spanish and French. They're not my favorite subjects, but sometimes they can be interesting enough, like when we learn slang words or vocabulary to do with sport and music. But I don't like all the grammar. I can't get my head around all those rules. When I went to Spain on holiday last month, I was able to ask for meals in a restaurant and I also understood a little bit of Spanish TV. I was quite proud of myself.
I teach French and Spanish at a school in Baku. So, obviously, I am fluent in both languages. I like my job. Also, sometimes it can be a bit frustrating. It would be good if students cared more about foreign languages. Lots of businesses say they want people who can speak European languages. But young people don't seem to realize that speaking another language can improve their job prospects.